Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing ugly left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, you struggle, fight it serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio Live, coming to you nationwide all over the country. Pittsburgh, what's going down? New York, what's up? What's up, Kansas City? Hey, what's up, everybody? Texas, everybody down there in Iowa. All you folks out there, all the Mad Dad's fans and lovers, we're just glad you're here. We're gonna be talking about how to keep our kids busy. How to keep them busy this summer. And, you know, it just happens to be, not only are we doing a Stop the Violence event on June the 7th, but we're also doing Green Dot Day on May the 1st at Minneapolis Community and Technical College. We're doing Stop the Violence at Cub Foods on June the 7th. Cub Foods, you don't even know it yet. We're coming, though. Y'all better prove that date. We already organized it. Just had the meeting, and we're going to be bringing some acts in and having a good time. But right now, I got my nephew here. Nephew, tell him who you are and what you got going on.
Yeah, hey, everybody. First off, I want to give thanks to Mad Dad and my Uncle VJ. My name's Vegas Huff. I'm from Five Star Management and the Boys and Girls Club. Right now, we're getting ready to try to do a Stop the Violence and the Anti-Bullying movement through all the Minneapolis and surrounding public schools. So we're doing a Minnesota's Youth Got Talent May 31st at Phelps Park. That's 39th and Chicago Avenue in South Minneapolis, Minnesota. So basically, we're trying to do stuff to allow our kids to dance, sing, act, model, do whatever you can to try to get your kids out of the street, because there's too much talent out here going on inside of our community for all of our kids to be into it with each other the way that they is. And it starts right at home with the fathers and the mothers. So all the kids that got talent, they can do anything. Get them to come out here and actually show some love to everybody and actually let's get behind our kids. Because if we're not behind our kids, nobody will be. So that's what we on, huh?
Hey, you know what? Here's something I want to talk about. Back in the day, you know, it's always probably going to be gang members as long as we're alive. It'll probably never stop. But back in the day, you very rarely heard of a baby getting killed. You very rarely heard of a female getting shot or killed. But it seems like today, not only do you only not hear of females getting shot and babies getting killed, but you now see that cousins is shooting cousins and relatives are shooting relatives because he may be an SUV and he may be a YNT or whatever, and now they're beginning to shoot each other. What happened?
Well, I can honestly say for me personally, where me being an ex-vice lord and me being from a family of nothing but vice lords, we were raised differently to love one another and to know who our brothers and sisters were. So when all of our older brothers and sisters started dying or going to prison, they dropped the ball and passing that torch down to show each other what this is about. If it was originated from uplifting our community and not taking away. And these kids are just out here, they don't care, because I know I have nephews that's supposed to be still vice lords, but they're into it with other vice lords that's from over south, because they don't know that they're vice lords or they don't know that this is my cousin. And they're just out here not caring or not paying enough attention, but it's not from the kids. It's coming from the parents and the uncles and the aunties getting everybody together to say, hey, this is your cousin. This ain't no other gang member from another side. This is your blood cousin, and you're out here shooting at him. So I think that's where it was. We just dropped the ball and passing the torch and teaching about unity with everybody. Nobody's unified inside of our community, not as black people, but just as people as a whole, as a human being, we're not unified. So that's where the ball is dropped.
I like what you said. Now, you can call in if you got any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want to add into what we're talking about at 347-215-9262, or you can check us in on our application on Mad Dads. And how do you do that, Erica?
You can go to the Google Play Store and look up Minneapolis Mad Dads and download it. It's free, and it's in the iTunes Store.
That's our producer, Erica. Thank you, Erica, for producing this show. We appreciate it. And I want to thank my nephew for being a quick fill-in, because I think it's important that we understand that when summertime comes, the police get ready. They get extra resources on the table to arrest, to convict, and to put folks in prison. The fire department gets ready because, so for some reason, arson goes up. So why shouldn't we get ready to get our kids prepared to do something positive? Because we know when you leave somebody idle, if you leave a young 15, 16, 17-year-old girl at home while you're at work all summer long, eventually a boy going to come over there. You know, if she's a little hot, and you wonder why now she's pregnant all winter, because you left her by herself all summer when she could have been performing in a drill team or preparing to sing or act and understanding what it's about, that you don't need that dude to make you feel needed. You don't need that kind of love. The love you need is the love for yourself to get a college education, to take it to another level. One of the things that I like in what you said, Vegas, is that we lost that family. That wasn't accidental that that happened. That was, you know, there was a reason why all the gang leaders in the so-called GDs, Vice Lords, Crips, all those leaders went to prison. Those leaders, a lot of them got killed. Those leaders got convicted. A lot of stuff happened to break up that connection, okay? A lot of stuff happened, which left. When I go back and I ask a lot of these kids, who's your daddy, who's who in your family, they come up, some of those leaders' names come up, but they weren't able to pass down, like you said, the correct information to them. Because a lot of those kids, those leaders hid that from them. But they still seen enough to say, okay, well, then I'm going to start this then. Because my daddy was this, so I'm going to start this. But you're not doing it properly, because it's about uplifting the community. When you understand that, you understand the message is clear. How do you build a community, not destroy it? And originally gangs were designed because certain ethnic groups were coming in and causing havoc in a community.
Mm-hmm.
Now what has happened, Vegas, is that we're the terrorists in our own community. As soon as your neighbor found out you go out of town, they're kicking your door in. And you've been feeding lunch meat sandwiches them all week. Something happened to where we lost that, and you're absolutely right. The other piece is they don't know their history. Who taught you your history, Vegas?
The person that taught me my history is my father and my mother. Taught me everything from start to finish. They told me that, Vegas, if you so choose to become a vice lord, this is what you have to know, this is what you have to believe in, this is what you have to live. It is not just something to cock my hat to the left, or it is not something just to throw up a sign up in the air. It was actually within my blood and within my soul to actually try to help our community and help our people uplift everything. Vegas, this is what my mom said. Don't go out there in the street. Don't go out there gangbanging. We want you to go to school, keep straight A's. We want you to be able to be involved in the Boys and Girls Club. We want you to be able to take the illegal ramifications of what a gang is, and you can still be a vice lord but do something positive. So that's what I got raised to do. Now, I just chose to still try to be Mr. Bad Bud and not listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned me inside the Buddha. And I ended up going to prison and sitting inside there seeing my older leaders that's in prison for 30, 40 years, 80 years, because they didn't want to listen. So I took that, and I will never, ever see a prison cell again, because I'm doing what's positive. And I tell everybody, because my father is not here anymore. But as he looks down on me every day, I know he's proud of me, because I'm not living that illegal lifestyle anymore.
Looks like we got a caller in on 7329. Let's see who this is. Caller, you on the line. You listen to Blog Talk with Mad Dez. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Good. Who is this?
This is Latendra.
Hey, Latendra, you got a question or comment?
No, I was just listening to the show, so thank you.
Oh, we're so glad you're listening, and that's Latendra listening in. What I want to ask you, too, when you talk about what your mom taught you, I wish you could get your mom to call in. That would be great if you get her to call in to that number right there. I'd appreciate it. And what I wanted to ask you about, when you went to prison, What changed you in your life? Because prison changes people. What changed when you went to prison?
What changed when I went to prison? Seeing that all of these so-called brothers that I call my brothers and we're out here selling drugs or out here toting guns together or, you know, being in parties. Yes, we all supposed to be together. The day I went to prison, phone calls weren't answered. Money wasn't being put on my books. The only people that was there for me was my woman and my family, my blood family. So all of these guys that I done sold drugs with and kicked it with and made money with, made hundreds of thousands of dollars with, wouldn't even pick up the phone to answer a call that I'm calling for free. I got prepaid phone calls, and you still won't answer the phone. So that said, okay, you're not my brother. The same person that you're talking about my brother, I have a child at home. Why is my child hungry? Why is the mother of my son out here and y'all are allowing her to be out here to do something because she has no other resources? And yet you're the same, supposed to be my brother, but you're going over there to try to talk to her when I'm not around. So wow. That's when I realized being inside of there, I have no one but my family. And if you're not on the same avenue or lane where I'm trying to go, I'm moving right past you. I say hello, I wish you well, God bless, and I'm keeping moving. That's what changed for me.
Wow, then I noticed that how did you get into this dancing? You know, I had you with me, and we went to St. Paul one year, and I had you do a little something for the people out there in St. Paul, and it was a lot of fun, man. Matter of fact, you were on the outreach team for a little while. You did some outreach for me. I think that was about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago. But what made you get into the dancing piece?
Dancing, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? So y'all don't be mad, but I'm being honest. I can't lie. When I was about 10 years old, it was these girls that went to school with me, and they thought I was the ugliest person in the world. But I seen that they liked the boys that danced. So I met Major Tops in North Minneapolis, God rest his soul. Couldn't dance a lick, but he knew I had energy. So he taught me how to dance. My whole purpose of dancing at first was to get the girls, to get all the girls. And then I realized that I loved it and I was good at it and turned it into a career. But it was just for them. And Unc, listen, y'all, please excuse me for this. I got to be honest with my uncle right now. Those same two girls, I got both of them and then dropped them. I regret it, Miss Latoya, Miss Tamika. You know who you are if you ever listen. I'm sorry. I was only 13 years old, but I had to get y'all to show y'all I wasn't ugly. So I had to get you, man. I showed them.
I like that. So what type of dancing do you do now? Tell me a little bit about the production company that you're working with.
Okay, right now the type of dancing that we're still doing, I'm still a hip-hop choreographer. We do break, jazz, tap, theatrical. We do every form of dancing. And as far as my management company goes, I had started my management company because I wanted to manage a lot of the kids and the youth that's in the community that don't have nobody to teach them or show them the way. So I manage rappers, singers, actors. I got some poets. I manage models. I manage anyone that gets talent that's trying to do anything to get themselves out of the rut where there is so that we can stop that revolving door.
That's right.
I will manage you if you are a good writer and teach you to be a better spokesman.
That's good.
I manage anybody.
I like that. I like that a lot. Now, you're going to call your mom and see if she can get her to call in.
Yeah, I'm going to call her right
now. I want to talk to her. Looks like we got somebody on the line, and we're going to check in. 5737, you're on the line. How you doing?
Hey, VJ, how you doing, man? Just sitting there listening to you brothers, man. What's the topic for today?
Well, we're talking about how to keep our kids safe during the busy summer months.
Oh, man, I heard him talking about dancing and all that. Man, just, you know, just find him something to do, man. You know what I'm saying? And also, man, these brothers in the community, all these brothers in the community, they need to step up, man, and just, you know, really get out and hang out with them, man. You know, just being able to give a few hours of your time out of the day. It ain't got to be every day. You know what I'm saying? Maybe once or twice a week just to get out and, you know, do some softball or some basketball or some volleyball. Anything that's going to give them something to do other than, you know what I'm saying, letting them build up all that anxiety that goes on with girls, like your brother was talking about, how he learned how to dance and started girls. And you got, you know, what's going on in the home when your mama getting on your nerves. Because I remember back in the day, I left the house and I was tired looking all up in my mama's face. I wanted to just get out and do something, but the people that was out there hanging out on the corner and hanging out in the street with thugs and gangbangers and, you know what I'm saying, people that was doing negative things, and I started getting myself involved in that. And then even when I tried to change doing that, my mama got on my behind and I got on prison for a month. We formed the bike club. You know what I'm saying? And the bike club was just a bunch of guys who had built tents and they'll do overnights where we'll get in a tent and we'll rent up some pizza and we'll do car washing. But they even thought the gangbangers in the neighborhood started trying to fight us because they thought we were another gang. And it was just a bunch of black young men. Not black, all of us, one black with a few Spanish brothers that was with us. You know, we were all sit down and our parents, were, you know, was hardworking people trying to better themselves. And, you know what I'm saying? We get attacked by young brothers in our community talking about we a gang when we was just trying to do something to keep our stuff out of trouble. So, you know, just me and
well, this was in Chicago?
This was in Chicago. Was
what street did you grow up on?
I grew up in the Inglewood area. My grandmother with Hoover's son.
So what gang was trying to get at you?
The GDs. And then on my side of town where my mom grew up, it was the Apache Stone.
Yeah, the Apache
Stone. So
everywhere
I went, it was a gang. Yeah, it was a gang.
Yeah, he just said you in your 40s. Talking about Apache Stone. You an old man.
Oh, no, hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. I just went to Chicago. They still out there. It's still, they getting younger and dumber. My little brother, my brother just got robbed for a blunt at gunpoint for a bag of loud. So I'm telling you, you know, loud is a new crack, and these kids out here need to find something to do with their time. If they don't, they're going to find somebody that's going to want to sit down with them and smoke a pound of the loud, thinking that it's okay, and they're going to get to this new weed, man. I don't know what it's mixed with, but it's got something on it. Got these kids messed up in the head. They attacking and killing for each other for a bag like guys do back in the day for a bag of crack. So, you know, it's just, that's why I'm out here every day, man. I'm meeting with my North Fork guys tomorrow at my house, let them come over, eat lunch with me, just stay on spring break and talk to them about the future and trying to give back to the community because I know that there's guys out there waiting on them to have time like this so they can suck them into thinking they making some money so they can put them down and they can, you know, make them do their business for them so they can make money off of them. And I was that young man that had that same type of life tying on my hands and guys manipulated me into believing that they was my friend. And then like me, like that brother, I honestly wanted to be a dancer too. I mean, as you know, BJ,
yeah, you think you can pop lock a little bit?
Dance. And I can pop lock a lot there. I'm going to do it.
We're gonna give you a chance to show. He got some showcases coming up. And he got a little spot just for the old man that thinks he can pop lock. Okay? We got you. Lonzo, thank you, man. Hold on. We're going to go to another caller. We're gonna get back to Lonzo, man. He's an old man. He's a 60-year-old man, pop locking. We got another caller, Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads, 9016. How you doing? 9016.
Hey, what's going on, Brother VJ?
Hey. You got a question or comment, sir?
Hey, I'm just got something, man. My name's Dorsey. I'm the one that wrote that book, One Way. And we, I heard them talking about the prison, man, and the prison, and see what kids need to learn because they don't care about going to prison. But they got to learn these days that they're going to prison, you're lucky because guys are dying these days real fast. So to get locked up and go to prison, that's lucky. So they need to change their life, stop them left turns, and get it right. You know.
That's right. Now, you went to prison, right?
Yeah, I've been to prison three times. I've been in and out of jail all my life. You know. Now today,
I'm
from Chicago, Robert Taylor Home, Project Chicago. Mm-hmm.
What gang were you
and
in?
I wrote the book. I wrote the book One Way. I was a black disciple. Yeah.
Well, we got everybody. Yeah. We got starving everybody calling in today, huh?
But,
that's
but
all right.
The difference with me, my daddy lived on the west side, so I hung out around townhouses in Cadillac and Don Juan and them. So I hung out with Vice Lord. I hung out with Stone because I was one of them type of brothers that could mingle with anybody. But I was discipling. Everybody knew that. But one thing that's going on today, man, these gangs, they glorifying it, and we want them to put them down, put them gangs, drop them gangs, but we got to give them something to pick up, because, I mean, that's what's happening now. There's gangs, and they really don't know. You're lucky if you go do prison time because most of the time you're going to die for that crime these days, and kids need to learn
Absolutely. And what's the name of your book, sir?
One Way.
One way, how can somebody get in touch with you for speaking engagements and to get your book, sir?
They can give me a call at 612-242-9016, or it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all that. I'm Dorsey Howard.
So if it ain't the right way, it's the one way?
One way, right way, no left turns.
Hey, thank you, brother. I got you, man. Right way, no left turns. We're talking about what the kids should be doing in the summer. We got a caller here on 5737. Am I going back to you, Lonzo? I think that was you, Lonzo, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go back to you. Let you hold on, Lonzo. Now, so tell them again what you plan to do this summer and how we can help you in the community.
All right. Well, this is what I'm planning on doing, because just like that brother was saying about giving the kids something else to pick up, everybody got a talent, whether you could flip, whether you could toss, turn, do whatever it is. I'm trying to provide entertainment or resources for kids to do with the Boys and Girls Club to get them off the corners, out of the streets, from standing around corner stores where these police or anybody can just be out here just profiling them just because they're sitting there. They might actually be a good kid that's just bored, don't have nothing to do. So I need the help from the community to get your kids out here to these events at the Boys and Girls Club or anything that the Mad Dash is doing, because we're all about anti-bullying. We're all about keeping our kids safe, keeping our brother, our sister, our niece, our nephew, just keeping our community safe as a whole. So the event that we're having, once again, is May 31st, 2014 at Phelps Park, 39th and Chicago Avenue South. It is Minnesota's Youth Got Talent, sponsored by KMOJ, the Boys and Girls Club, Five Star Management, and Hater Proof Clothing Design. So we're trying to do everything we can to keep these kids involved. So we need everyone, even if you don't got talent and you want to come and help set up some chairs, just everybody, please come out and show these kids some love.
That would be Lonzo, no talent, 60-year-old breakdancer. That would be him. Hey, have you ever seen Lonzo breakdance, Erica?
Yeah, I watched him at the Cub event.
See? Lonzo, man,
I ain't knocking, he wasn't that bad.
Lonzo, I'm just telling you. Oh, wait a minute. Erica said you wasn't that bad. Lonzo, you think that you can really break that good, man?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I can really dance. I know I pop lock. I was one of those kids that grew up on the corner downtown, man, city of Chicago. I used to get money. Me and my uncle used to take me and my cousins downtown, man. We used to make them like $300-$400 a day. We used to stand out there and dance for the people in the streets, man. It was really fun. I really had a good time. And then he cut us a little something back, too. He wasn't. So, yeah, I'm really good at what I do, man. But I really like what that brother's talking about, man. Whenever he get ready to get started and doing that, I got some kids, man, from the age of 13, 14. I got some little grandkids that would love to come out,
hey,
man.
Hey, Brother Lonzo, brother, the auditions to this event is April 27th, or you can go on our website at Minnesota's Youth Got Talent at Gmail, or go to the Facebook, Minnesota's Youth Got Talent Facebook, and actually get in contact with us, or you can call me yourself at 651-231-6220. You can call me and get them out there, because we're giving big prizes away to the kids and everything. It's all love. So definitely, if you want, brother, man, get them out there to that audition. It's Sunday between 11 and 5. So definitely come out there, brother, and bring as many kids as you can to come audition. Because right now we got over 140 contestants signed up. So we can only pick a certain amount, of course. But the
right.
Best talent is going on, and even the kids that didn't make
you
it for this one.
Last name the phone right here. I know, it's his first
wait
last name in the phone.
Okay, Lonzo, he got you.
Just
go ahead. Anybody can make it out for this one. When is it again now, the audition?
Auditions is April 27th at Phelps Park between the hours of 11 a.m. and 5 p.m.
So we want y'all to come on out. Looks like we got another caller, 9016. Let's see who that is.
Same caller.
That's the same caller?
Mm-hmm.
9016? You still just listening, LaTendra? Who's that?
I think that's the brother from the One-Way Book.
One-Way Book, you still on there?
Hey, I'm still here, man.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, bro. Well, listen, we are glad and excited, man. You need to be there, too, to talk about your book. This first event's going to be on May 31st at the Southside Boys and Girls Club. We want you there. We want to see you there. We want to bring some books, man, and share some books, man, and teach the kids a little bit about that. So we're glad that you're still promoting your book. Continue to do that, brother, okay?
I sure will. What time is this now on the 31st?
The event May 31st is going to be at 1 p.m. So you got to come there at 1 p.m. And if you come, or if you are truly going to come, contact me, and then I'll be able to have you a booth or a table set up where you can put some books up and be able to talk to the kids.
Okay, I'm going to call you right after this call here.
All right, brother.
Right on the show. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate that. We're glad everybody's tuning in and posted up and listening to what's happening. Mad Dads, Blog Talk Radio, across the country, touching lives, changing lives, figuring out what do we do with our kids this summer. One of the things we're going to do is a forum at Shiloh Temple on May the 3rd, and we're going to have a lot of the older leaders, Spike Moss, Mahmoud El-Kate, people like that, that are going to tell our history. Then we're going to have younger people like Vegas and some others that are going to talk about what our youth are doing and how we change that and how they get out of that madness. Because you know what? They're not putting a lot of money or resources into changing our young people right now because they're not valuable stock like they are to us. Our young people are valuable to us. So we can't wait on somebody else to invest in us. We have to do it now. We have to be the ones to look out for our kids. I was hoping that your mom was going to call in. I see that she hasn't called in yet. Let's try to call her one more time.
Right,
but I believe that what we have to do is to take our community back. We have to organize, stop waiting on somebody else to save us. It's up to us. This is our kids. These are our babies, man. These are our babies. Mad Dad is out there on the bus right now, out there on the streets right now, trying to save our community. We have to be the ones to save our community. Stop waiting on somebody else to do it. There is not going to be any magical resource. It's going to have to be us. We have always been saving our community. Why are we now waiting on others to do it? Yes, Dr. King is dead. Yes, Malcolm X is dead. Yes, John F. Kennedy is dead. Yes, a lot of our leaders are dead. Right here?
354-7637.
Okay, we got Mom on the line. I am glad to have her on the line. How you doing? How you doing, ma'am?
I'm just doing great.
You know, your son has been talking about how you taught him values. You taught him that, you know, that you're a part of something. You're a part of something that your family's a part of, but that doesn't mean that you need to pick a gun up. That doesn't mean that you need to go out and rob somebody. That doesn't mean that you need to get a dope sack, but you need to get education. And you always taught him that, and he said he went the wrong direction. He wished he had him listen to you.
That's true. That is so true. But now he has decided to change everything around, and he's trying his best to do the right thing, and I am so proud of him. Working in the community, helping kids see that it's a different way of life besides going out there selling drugs and getting in trouble and getting into gangs and not listening to their parents and not going to school. So, yes, there has been a big change in them now.
You know, one of the things I want to ask you, because a lot of mothers are probably listening or will be listening to the show, they have kids that are getting in trouble. What advice do you give to these young kids? They're a lot of different now, but what advice do you give to those mothers that keep calling me and saying, what do I do with my little boy? He's acting crazy. I can't whoop him because he's bigger than me now. What do you say to those mothers?
Go ahead, pick up something and hit him in the head with it. No. No, what I would say to them is just keep trying to talk to them. Try to find some mentors for them to be around. Like, take them, get them involved with something in the community. And I think that would help a lot.
You know, I just want to thank you. How many kids do you have?
Six.
You have six kids. What did some of your kids are involved? You know, I've been knowing you for many, many years, baby.
Yes.
What did the impact of what your kids and drugs and violence, how did that affect you and how did it affect your health?
I mean, it deteriorated for a while. I didn't know which way I was going. It took a minute for me to get myself back straight, but, I mean, it kept me worried a lot.
And see, that's
where
what I want. I want these kids to know.
Messing with my health.
That's what I want these kids to know. That's what I want this community to know, that you're affecting your parents, your grandmothers, the people you love the most. While your little homies out there got you out there doing something, putting you out on the track, you're affecting the people that love you the most. I want to thank you for calling in, Mom. I want to thank my nephew for showing up. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio right here live. I'm going to go out with Lucretia Lachey talking about
out of the 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 out of the